It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
Roses are red, and how do you do? Drink four of these, and woo 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 woo.
Curly.
Thank you, Curly. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's BYOB Friday.
Yeah.
You want to know where we're going to be tonight?
Where?
We're going to be at the Party on the 8th.
That's tonight?
Oh,
yeah. We are less than 3 hours away from the Party on the 8th, the debut of the Buzz Babes. I sure hope you're getting out there to get your parking space soon. Tonight, 8808. Yes, we will be there. Bungalow Billiards, Chantilly's Great Sports Bar. Peanuts in my mouth. 13891 Metro Tech Drive. Enter. Turn right for the monkey room.
Monkey room.
Turn right for the monkey room. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards, brew, and great food, too. And somehow I sound like I'm far away. Maybe it's my brain.
No, I think
Hello?
You're okay.
No. Maybe it wouldn't be, there wouldn't be the slightest chance at all that the board op might just be a little bit inebriated at this stage of the show.
There's no chance that your mic level has changed all day.
Really?
Because I said it and I forget it.
I just am curious. Don't get defensive. I'm asking.
No.
How are you feeling, Mr. Spiewak?
Really good.
Your cheeks just got very, very rosy because you're...
Yeah.
No, I don't need one. What is that? What are you bringing
it's
in?
It's Tsingtao beer.
What's this? What? What's got... What? What? What?
You're being handed
letter, big letter, long letter. Dear Mrs. McBride. Mm-hmm. Please find enclosed a few sample adult beverages from the People's Republic of... It's a Tsingtao. You can get that at any beer store in the world.
Yeah, you know what's really cool about that? Get it at a Chinese restaurant.
There it goes. Thank
11
you.
And a half ounce
How's
bottle.
Bunny? Hey, how's Bunny doing? Seriously, how is Bunny doing? Is Bunny doing okay?
She's probably destroying every bit of furniture I have out right now.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You put it all over
because of the stress?
Yeah. Oh,
did you put out
at
any Rubik's Cubes?
At the very least, all my toilet paper will be eaten.
you need a dog psychologist. You need a dog psychologist. You
no,
do.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I just need to not
So does Bunny.
Yet.
I love that dog. I felt like that dog was my own. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Can I see that beer?
Mike's planning
Can I see that
Tsingtao
beer?
Bunny, are you listening to me now? Beth Ann have radio on back? I bet she
Delicious.
Does. I bet Beth Ann has like the radio on low
sure.
volume in her apartment.
Sure.
Bunny, listen to me. This will calm you down.
Uh-oh.
Bunny.
Uh-oh.
Bunny.
Uh-oh.
Bunny.
Uh-oh.
Bunny.
Uh-oh.
Bunny.
Dear Bunny.
Uh-oh.
Bunny.
Uh-oh.
Bunny. Bunny. Get really close to the radio. Come here, Bunny. 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 Bunny, come here. Bunny. I'm sorry. I know. Yes, cruelty. Cruelty, Buzz. It's cruelty to animals.
It's not a cat.
That's what I'm doing. We're going to play the worst songs, the 10 worst.
Yes, this is a spinner.com and AOL
all right,
radio.
Hold on. 10 worst songs of all time, and you can call and weigh in on what you think at 877-365-3636. Later on the broadcast, we are going to be playing... And this is always a smart thing to do on Friday. We've had
sure.
so much success with it. We're going to play a new game. And the game is called 5 and 10. And I've completely forgotten what it was about.
Almost no numbers involved at all.
It's really good, and we've got tickets to movies and T-shirts to give away for
Excellent.
That.
The 5 and 10 challenge.
Before we have the 5 and 10 challenge,
yes.
before we do that, let's talk to Charlie.
Charlie!
In Dumfries, Virginia, says he's a paranoid schizophrenic. How are you, Charlie?
Well, Mike, I kind of said it wrong. I'm actually a diagnosed psychotic.
Well, that's are you on medication, sir?
Yes, very much so.
Oh,
have
very
we
good.
Gone on a date?
I called the other day and you hung up on me and I was just wanting to let you know I have trouble leaving my house. I don't have cable.
Uh-huh.
I don't have satellite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't have anything.
Uh-huh.
All I have is my radio.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
I sit home all day, taking my pills, listening to you.
Why are you sharing this with me that you are a psychotic and saying that you don't have anything else and then mentioning that I hung up on you? Is that sort of attempt? Is that some sort of attempt to threaten or intimidate me, sir?
No, sir. I just wanted.
Well,
to...
I don't like the whole tone, and I don't give a rat's ass what your mental condition is. I don't like being threatened on this radio show,
I'm
and that's
not
what that's. Well, that's what
I
it sounds
you,
like, sir. When you say
I love you, Mike.
I'm a psychotic and you hung up on me the other day, that sounds
to me
it might be a threat.
Mike, please don't take it that way.
Okay.
Sir, please,
all right. All right.
Please.
Obviously, you're on your meds right now. If you're telling the truth,
Charlie,
and I'm not sure of either, to be quite honest with
Charlie,
you.
Charlie, do you know that you're
Rob?
Ready?
Let me handle this, please.
Right.
I'd like to talk to Charlie personally. Okay. So what can we do for you today, Charlie?
Well, Mike, I'm just calling to tell you, man, I sit at home all day. I have trouble leaving the house. I can't
You said that before. You're repeating yourself.
Okay. Well, when I sit at home without my TV, without my internet, I have you on the radio. I have the Junkies. I have Big O and Duke.
Right.
And
we appreciate you listening
it.
To the show. We really do.
I really do. All and, right. Mike, you're number one to me, man.
Okay, well, that's good.
Nice.
You freaked me out when you did the whole... I mean, really, the first thing I see on my screen here is paranoid schizophrenic. And and then you say, you hung up on me the other day, and I can't stand it. Why did I hang up on you, Charlie? I forgot why
I
hung up on you.
Well, my crazy wife called you a couple times.
Oh, your wife
you
is crazy.
You haven't procreated.
Oh, your wife is Cher.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on, Charlie. I didn't hang up on you. I put you on hold and gave you a T-shirt.
No, you hung up on me. You put her on hold and gave her the T-shirt.
So you got the T-shirt, right?
Well, I got a DVD instead. They didn't have the T-shirt in my size.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. You want to say hi to Charlie? You want to say hi to Katie? She's in here,
hi.
Too.
Hi.
Katie, you have the sweetest voice of any voice I've ever heard on the radio, and I would love very much to get a picture of you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know. Okay, we just crossed the line.
He can't leave the house.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, this weekend, no heads in bowling ball bags, okay?
No, I promise you, sir.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Free Ireland.
Free Ireland. Yes, hang up first, Charlie.
All right.
There you go.
Do you suppose
that was fun?
That was interesting.
Do you suppose it would flip Charlie out if we told him his radio was out to get him?
I want
Charlie,
him to know.
Look,
I'm tall.
He was on his meds. If he was telling the truth, and first of all, you call in, you say to one guy you're a paranoid schizophrenic, then you say to another person you're psychotic. I don't know. His wife calls the show a lot.
Yeah, and
Do we have that software?
Not yet. They're going to install it.
When would that be? Would that be the same day that I get the instant replays
ask
in?
Ask Mr. Lockridge.
Ah, really? So, yeah. Really not going to happen.
No, I mean, well, keep in mind, Mike, what they'd have to do is they'd have to go all the way out to Rockville and then drive all the way back here and install something in the computer.
Hey, Beth Ann, thank you very much,
hey, Drew. Baby.
Yeah, and Drew, baby.
Drew's doing a good job as our bartender today. Drew, seriously, you're relieved you don't have to wear that dress tonight, aren't you?
I am a little bit. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, good.
That's two.
Hey, listen, if he's not going to be energetic, at least he can be honest. That's what I like about old Drew.
Right.
And there's the first sound of a bottle going into the trash. This is one of our tamer BYOB episodes.
It
and
is.
I think it's good because we are all going to be out at Bungalow Billiards a little bit later
We're
on.
We're trying to pace ourselves.
And that's when it's really going to hit the fan. Oh, my God.
You know, you were talking about pacing yourself. The most important thing for you, Mike, my friend, stop it. Is that if you stick to beer, you'll be okay.
Uh-huh.
But if they start the thing called shooters, we're all doomed.
I'm not doing that tonight.
Josh. Good for you.
I am not doing that. Buzz is.
I will do your shots for you.
Even believe you.
Katie, Katie,
believe
you.
Katie, how many beers have you had? You had a half a beer, right?
Are
you on your first beer?
Number two.
That's number two?
Nothing
beats
number
two. Let's
just out of curiosity, not that I'm trying to push you, but how much is in number one? She has.
Just a dribble left.
Now, listen, at Katie's size, when Katie drinks a full beer, that is the average man's equivalent of a case.
That's true.
That is the average guy's case. What are you enjoying, Mr. Burbank?
I'm back to the Dirty Martini this week. Last week, I went for the summer beverage of rum and pineapple juice, but this week, back to the Dirty Martini.
Hey, you know what I just noticed?
What'd you notice?
We got us an Olympic gold medalist next week.
That's
pretty timely.
How do we know he's won already?
Carrie Strug, gymnast, right?
Heard of the name, sure.
Like a famous Olympian,
yes, right?
That's pretty cool.
Is she
you know
over
who
there?
Else we have on the show next week?
Who else?
Spike TV's Kung Fu Killer. That's the star of the show.
Oh.
David Carradine.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding. Like David Carradine.
And what are we doing tonight?
Oh, and then the latest in adult toys with prop expert. Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a wet belch.
It was kind of icky. I haven't felt good. I've been nervous about this all day.
Who wants a kiss?
The latest in adult toys with prop expert Nikki Biggs in the studio. And Lindsay Zarniak, super hottie.
Excellent.
She'll be live from the 2008 Olympics in
Wow.
Beijing. So we'll talk about that next week. But do not go home and watch the Olympic ceremony tonight.
No.
You stay here and you go to Chantilly, go to Bungalow Billiards.
Come see us, please.
Oh, incident. Did I mention we need to pack that joint tonight or we are all fired
as
of Monday? Did you know that?
Oh, you haven't mentioned
that. Kind of important.
Like I have a lot to live for already.
You're going to do just fine.
That's right. Katie will be there.
Sure. With your very nice Hawaiian shirt, cozy. That you got for your beer and for Rob's and that I didn't get.
They had two left at the Rite Aid.
Oh, now it's two left. First of all, I don't make any money. Now
well,
it's two. You better get that story straight there, Katie Power.
Maybe we could send Drew.
All right, Drew to get
then
a cozy.
Who's going to bring us
cozy
beer?
Down.
Frankly, I drink at such a pace that I don't require that type of thing.
I require a koozie.
I require unrequited love.
And that you shall get.
Thank you. And
tonight at Bungalow Billiards.
That's what I'm looking for. Oh. Rob Spiewak. All right. Now, I told people, hey, listen, call us, 877-365-3636, and tell us if you agree with these songs or not. What is, now, is this 10 to 1? Is like
we
the
will
number,
start at number 10.
And then we'll go to the
number
one worst song of all time.
These
right?
lists come out all the time, and Buzz is actually in agreement with me. They did a pretty good job on this one.
This is one of the few good lists that comes down the
I'll
pike.
I'll be the judge of that, gentlemen.
This
you
is
share
will.
That with
Spinner.com
me.
And AOL Radio. Are we still partners with them? I don't know.
Let's anyway, say we are.
Here's number 10, Mike.
Oh, God.
I disagree.
Now, why?
I like this song.
You do?
I swear to God, I like this song.
Because of the movie? Because
I like the movie, and I like the song, and this is a... You're dealing with one of... You know, I haven't even discussed this on the show, and
well,
I'm not...
Please.
I swear to God, I'm not buzzed right now. I have...
I believe you.
A true enjoyment of soundtracks on movies. I think that soundtracks on movies are the last bastion
gay.
Of composers. Did you just say gay?
I'm sorry.
You just said gay, smartass.
Did that come out?
Well, this is not on the soundtrack. This rolls over the credits.
My Heart Will... What is it called?
My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
But yeah, this is all right.
But this is not
She's
on
all right.
The,
I don't like her.
Celine Streisand.
It's not like the score...
She does that chest thumping thing.
She does when she's really. But I mean, listen. Let's take the voice. Let's take the raw talent. Let's take the woman who has made billions of dollars because of one thing: her voice. Certainly not her look. She's got a great voice, and I think this was a pretty darn good. You're talking about the 10 worst of all time.
Of all time.
You know how much crap's out there, for Christ's sake.
I find this song treacly and annoying.
Streisand right? light.
But
Joe Artinger writes. Is there something you'd like to share with us, Mike?
Yeah.
Always.
I'm pretty sure I have more testosterone going on right now.
Hey, hold on. We got a call from our bartender tonight.
That's good.
Oh.
Are we going live out to Chantilly?
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Is this Bungalow Billiards we're calling?
This is Lisa, the bartender at Bungalow, who's going to be your bartender tonight.
Oh, ooh. Wonderful. How you doing there, Lisa?
I'm doing great. Are you still drinking Jameson's, Mike?
No. Oh. Now this is very important.
I told them to stock up on Jameson's.
Oh, no. I can't do that. I'm drinking beer tonight because I really have to, like, maintain me wits.
Oh, what kind of beer are you drinking tonight?
Whose burp was that?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Lisa, you're going to be our bartender. I'm excited about that.
Yes, I am. It's going to be me and Jake. Lisa and Jake tonight in the Monkey Bar.
Be excited.
Hello, my friend.
I'm very... That's Katie. Say hi to Katie, Lisa.
Hi, Katie. Looking forward to meeting you.
Say hi to Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Buzz.
And
hi.
Say hi to Rob Spiewak.
What's going on?
Be very excited, Lisa. Buzz is a heavy tipper.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah, everybody's talking about it. It's going to be a great time tonight. You're going to pack the place.
Lisa, what type of outfit will you be wearing this evening, just out of idle curiosity?
They're making us wear our bungalow shirts. I was hoping you were going to bring some T-shirts for us to wear. But
I'll bring you a T-shirt. I'll bring you a T-shirt, I promise. If you
bring me a T-shirt. I'd love to have one.
I'd like you to modify it and make it look sexy.
My rider said that
the tighter the better.
Because I don't even have to ask you if you're a hottie. I can tell you're a hottie by just talking to you.
And I don't know. The pressure's on. I don't know.
Our contract writer said that the bartenders had to dress in a suit of armor.
God, probably best.
Lisa, we'll see you out there, okay?
Okay, Mike. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks for calling in. I still disagree. I am not saying this to make controversy. I'm not saying this to be difficult. I disagree with that first one.
All right. Your iPod sucks. Number 9.
Well, hold on. Let's go to Mikey in Fredericksburg. A lot of people calling in for this.
Okay.
Maybe a comment for Katie. Go ahead, Mikey.
Hey, Mike, I just want to let you know I'm going to be here tonight. I'm going to wear a Hawaiian shirt in honor of Katie's koozie.
There you go. Good job, Mikey. Look, and is it Mikey or Mike?
It's Mikey.
Mikey! All right, we'll
look, how you doing?
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you out
how
there,
you
Mikey.
Doing?
Hey, Katie, keep your koozie. Keep your cool.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, settle down.
All right, we
hire security.
Tell the security contingent to be out there. Let's go to John in Vermont. John, you're calling about the particular feature we're doing right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead.
Well, like, I'm kind of having to agree with you on this one. You know how songs have a second life sometimes for proms and funerals and
right on.
That kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, this one has found a new life. My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, that's
they didn't
good.
Show it on TV, but Bruce Springsteen played it at Tim Russert's service.
Huh?
See, well, there you go.
Hey,
Mike.
Say something funny about that smart guy.
All right, a guy in Vermont agrees with you. You must be right.
Thank you very much.
Did you go to your prom with a girl?
He's already gone, Buzz. Oh, okay. Let's play the second song.
All right, now only play song number nine.
Incidentally, am I the only one in this room that disagrees with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I really hate that song.
You hate that song?
I really
and you know what? I love the movie.
Oh, so
I loved the movie, but I didn't like that song.
I hate that song.
I can only play number nine if we all promise not to dance. Okay,
all
good.
Right, no dancing.
Worst song number nine.
Oh, God.
And I have a personal axe to grind against this song by Los Del Rio. This song was number one on the charts on my honeymoon when I went to Mexico. And I actually had to learn to do this Macarena dance.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to be a contrarian. Now, I don't feel as strongly about this as I did about the Celine Dion. And it's not that I felt all that strongly. I'm just saying when you're talking about 10 songs, let's hear the vocal. Thank you. Very tight.
Probably,
even with all the beer.
Can
very
you
nice.
Still do it?
Probably not.
Oh, please.
Hey, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
So this is okay for you?
Hey, will you dance with me at Bungalow Billiards tonight if we play this song?
You know he will.
Maybe.
Come on now, buddy.
Hey, Mike O'Mara.
That's it. That's why it. I like it.
That's why you like it. Okay.
No, here it is again. You're talking about a song that's been played at dozens of weddings and been played, making it the worst song of all time. There are a lot of other crappy. I'm waiting for the one where I'm going to jump and say, absolutely, I couldn't
like
agree
Like song
more.
Number eight, Mike?
Hold on. We got people that want to join in, Rob. Hold on a second.
I love it.
Let's go to Bill in Kansas. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the call. Another
Good
Kansas call. Let's go to Donnie in Modesto. Hello, Donnie. You're on the show.
Hey there. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What can we
Super,
do for you?
Now that you've called.
My number one song that is the worst is William Hung, She Bang.
Now, you see, remember that's that? But that's like a novelty, and
that's
not a,
novelty
a real
song.
Record.
Not a real song.
Yeah, and what are you doing in Modesto tonight?
Tonight, I'm actually going to
Yeah,
have
I
little...
thought so. Thanks a lot.
Spinning the cylinder on his revolver.
Hey, Russell in Marin County, how are you?
Hey, I would suggest Dan Fogelberg's Longer Than.
Is that on the list?
It's not, but that's a pretty good bad song.
Yeah. Well,
okay, where are we
now? Taking suggestions?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Don't
so.
Get ornery, Mr. Martini.
I think you're going to...
It's audience participation.
I thought we had a list.
Phone number
I thought we had a
I
list.
I think you're going to like song number eight as a choice as one of the worst songs ever made,
right.
Considering especially the talent that went into it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yep.
And I'm maybe by size the biggest Paul McCartney fan what I am, and I hate this song.
Well, I know why you hate the song, because it's the theme you hate.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what he hates. You hate this because you know what this song's about? It's about love and unity.
That's right.
And people mixing together, Rob, and that's of course why, because we all should work together.
It was about a piano keyboard.
Hey, what's going on this side?
This song was just a big old bad decision.
Yeah, it really was.
Anything that brings the races together, I'm in favor of.
George and Gracie over here working out. Don't you like this? You know, they got the koozies together. I'm sorry, the cozies.
You are so jealous.
Yes, I am extraordinarily jealous. Yes, over the line.
Over the line. This dog has F. Papers.
All right, I totally agree with that.
Okay, so not good on that
That's
one.
Fine.
Somebody's weighing in on the Titanic. Juan from Nebraska, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Juan.
Bet he likes Macarena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm calling because I couldn't help but think about the first caller that you had. I can't remember his name. The psychotic guy, I guess. And
I thought you were calling about the
Charlie.
Titanic song, though.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Okay, let's go to Ryan in Virginia. Yeah, Ryan, you want to weigh in on this?
I do. I have an opinion about the first two songs. I'm not a huge fan of them, but the thing is they were more overplayed than actual, like, bad songs.
Yeah, but that makes them bad because you're sick of them, and that makes them bad.
I sort of agree with that, but the fact is the first one
really was a song that I didn't think was all that bad. Mm. And I don't think did it get that as much airplay as Macarena did?
Maybe not.
Pop airplay?
A lot of pop airplay. Macarena is hated because of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm past the age now. Most of my friends that are going to be married are married, and the other ones have died. So I don't go to a lot of weddings anymore. I don't have to hear it.
All right, what song are we at?
We left off at song number 8. When we come back, if we want to continue, song number 7.
Oh. All right, song number 7 when we come back, and we're going to still try to play the 5 and 10 challenge. That's looking very bleak right now.
I love the idea of it.
The idea, but, you know, maybe it's better if we do it when we're sober.
Let's play it tonight at Bungalow Billiards.
That's a wonderful idea. Yes, that's what I want to do. Play a game with the drunken crowd.
Oh, I've got a game.
We'll be back right after these messages. Yeah, stay away from them.
I don't know.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.